My name is Brandon Boy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Turn us up, Jack. There you go. Beautiful. Excellent.
Beautiful.
It is excellent. Okay, well, it is Gunwash News Time, and it is 9 p.m. here in Bushwick, Brooklyn, and I have very, very good friends around me. Mr. Vic Rye has just finished doing his set for Full Service Radio, and we are ready to get started and talk about many things.
So much!
So much that I can't even describe it in the intro. And here we go for Gunwash at 9 p.m. on Thursday. Gunwash.com coming at you.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Unbelievable. And you know, I want to say a special thanks, especially to the one Vic Rye, who made it down, who made it here to Brooklyn when it was almost impossible to get to Brooklyn.
It's
unbelievable
hard,
set,
dude.
Vic. What do you have to say to the people of Gunwash Full Service?
Oh man, like, I'm from New York, and the MTA has been fucking me for years. But I'm like, honestly, like, it never gets old. You think they're gonna be on point, you know? You run a major metropolitan city like transit, but no. It's like, what, you got like backup generators? Like, what you mean you're like gonna shut down like four train lines?
And they shut down four train lines, and he couldn't get here, but he was here to play.
And they're
very
hiking
nice.
25 cents in just a couple weeks.
They are gonna hike it up.
They're hiking it up.
Well, that's why I always walk. If it's more than four stops, I don't walk it. But
no,
if it's less than four, I walk it.
I think that, and listen, I haven't gotten to the point where we're able to do this, but I think Armando should get a monthly MetroCard.
I use weeklies, man.
I think you should get a monthly.
I do weekly.
I think you need a 30-day MetroCard.
I can't allot $100 at a time.
But like,
no,
what if I don't take the train every day?
If we reach out to the MTA and say that we are a very special organization, then we can get breaks.
That's not true.
That is true!
It's worth a shot.
It's worth a shot.
I mean, you know, whether they agree or not, that's kind of besides the point.
Splittington!
Splittington just tried to take the bus over here.
And he's got a sheep coat jacket like a real man.
Kill 20 pigs.
Yeah! You gotta skin them all by your own self to make that jacket.
You feeling that's some kind of way tonight?
No,
20
fine.
Pigs, that's a different conversation, dude.
You know, let's see, what are we on time here? 9:05.
It's that kind of night.
Can you fucking put the clock? I need to see the clock!
No, the clock fell down because of all the bass and the DJ set.
As long as the on-air sign's on.
Well, it is. At the Heritage Radio Network, we are always on air here. And there is really nothing you can do to stop that from happening. But we do try our best to produce shows here. And Gunwash is one of them. Yeah. Full Service also being one. And tonight, a very, very, very special Full Service and Gunwash. As we had Vic Rye on Full Service. And now, of course, the one Mike Gormley here on Gunwash to talk about all sorts of stuff. We have some holiday stuff to talk about. Of course, Armando had a big adventure this week, and we want to touch on that as well. I wanted to follow up, if it's okay with you guys, I wanted to follow up about last week when my dad came, because I had like a little bit of a family, like, oh, you know, crazy, you know.
You guys were hugging?
I went to dinner the next night with him, and it was like a whole thing. So I think we should talk about it. And you know, as far as Mike, you know, say hi first of all, Mike.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, he's Mike. Here, and he's a special guy who I don't get to see very often, but has a lot of stories to tell that are relevant to not only me but also the Gunwash people that are are here, and I think we'll hear quite a bit about that tonight on Gunwash. So we'll go to Spliffington if he's ready. If he's not, I have a whole bunch of things I can say instead of that, because, you know, yeah, sometimes...
Good.
Okay, good.
Right, well, I can tell funny stories about Aaron in his past. When he's like,
well, we'll get to... We are going to get to all that. So you are listening to Gunwash. You know we are here live every Thursday evening at 9 p.m., but you can listen to us anytime on gunwash.com.
Anytime.
You're live.
Hello.
Yeah, what's good?
Hey, this is Frankie Rosemary calling in to say fuck Kenny Basil.
Nice, good one.
Good. This is Marco NT, Mr. AOK, and I'm chilling on gunwashradio.internet.
Song.
We gotta get ready for Thursday night here on Gunwash. You know, the live call-in number here is 718-497-2128. And you know you're listening to the onegunwash.com, proud broadcasters on the heritageradionetwork.org.
And on a side note, if you don't like disco, I don't really like you.
I don't really get you. You know, Mike, I said it to a friend of mine the other night, the Note Ghost. I said, listen, even the bad stuff is good. You got to listen to understand why.
Well, yeah, it's like pizza and sex.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, if you're just tuning in, of course, this is the One Gunwash, and we are here full studio with the One Spliffington, and Armando is here.
Whoa, whoa.
Round of applause in our heads. It's okay, Jack. Yeah. There he goes. Well, you know, you can find Gunwash at every Thursday at 9 p.m., and here we are. We're proud broadcasters here from Roberta's, and we have a very, very great production staff of Jack Inslee and Odetta Hartman. They stick with us in times that are hard and easy.
So much magic.
And there's magic in the air. What can I say?
We're friends,
well,
too.
We are friends, and it's, what can I say, a long story. Well, it's almost the holidays, and I don't know about you guys, Mike and Armando, but I feel very lucky. I feel as though this year I am connecting with friends and family in a way that I never have before.
Really?
Yes, I do, Armando, and I feel as though I need to talk about it.
I'd miss something you said for that. I mean, there's a period between, you know, being 18 and being 30 years old where you want to go off on your own and you want to do your thing and you want to come back proud. And this might be a place for you right now to, like, reconnect with family and friends and be like, this is what I did last decade. This is what I have to show for myself. I told you. It might even be a little I told you so kind of mood, too. It's, like, you listen, know, this is what I did with the last decade.
I gotta say, Mike, you are so on that it is a told you
He's
so
correct.
Time.
He's very
it's,
correct.
It's a told you so time. Armando, is it not a I told you so time going on in your life right now?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit.
So,
a little bit.
For those of you who didn't listen last week, I'm just gonna fill you in, although you should go back and listen to last week's episode. My dad was here last week. My dad was divorced. Jack and I talked about it. Jack, you know, grew up in a family where they were always divorced. In
mm-hmm.
a sense.
Me too,
and you too, and also
I as well.
And Mike as well. So as well. And so listen. So for a guy who, you know, grew up in a family that stayed together and then broke up, you know, when I was 27 or whenever they decided to break up, I don't know when they leave
divorced and living large.
Yeah, and you know. By the way, and this is on that exact subject, Jack, I spoke to my dad about that the following night.
He's living large?
Well, you know, listen, hey, I understand that my dad needs to be happy, and that's something that I respect, and he's allowed
for,
me to be happy.
For new listeners, Aaron's dad is recently divorced.
Recently divorced and broken up for a couple years now.
When he said that, I thought about like a dude in a convertible.
He just sold his Corvette.
Living large.
It's funny you say that. He just sold his Corvette. He's wacky,
exactly.
but I understand that he had to do it. And I want my dad to be happy. And I want my mom to be happy. But I gotta say, I said to my dad, why did you come into the studio and tell my friends you're divorced and living large? Like, and you're and,
divorced and living
and,
large.
And he's asking Splivington for weed. And
like, we have that on video, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I mean, I don't want to incriminate, but listen, it's strange.
I mean, there's something to be said for selling wild oats, though. I mean, like, it's uncomfortable. I mean, I grew up with the father also who was divorced by mom since I was 2 years old.
My
first memory was they were never together. And he always had the Corvette, and he had the left earring, you know, full on Randy South Park, you know.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and I had a new girlfriend every summer that I went to visit it, you know. And
you
that's, it's weird. And it's probably just a little more weird for you because, you know.
It's new.
It's
but
fresh.
I've spoken to Jack about this, and I don't know if he wants to share what he's been through. But, I know we've spoken about it, and Jack grew up where... You've told me details. You've never seen your mom and dad at the same table. I mean,
no,
this is like a thing that
never. I've never seen them make like physical contact.
And
so,
that's
that's normal, you know.
Right. And
absolutely.
For me, mm-hmm. I have to try and learn about that. I'm very lucky. I mean, they raised me and stayed together for us. And I have to be accepting of the fact that they broke up. But at the same time, and I wanted to be happy. But at the same time, is it wrong for me to say, Dad, don't come to my friends and say, I'm divorced and living large? That's a little weird.
Or divorced and
but what if he's trying to be cool?
Or to my radio show?
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to be cool.
Very bad boy.
If he wants to be cool, he can be a bad boy. And he can tell me he's divorced. So he doesn't have to tell Jack and Armando that he's divorced. And
well, Odetta said, like, oh, how you doing tonight? And, you know, his answer was
divorced.
Divorced and living large.
Divorced and living large.
It's funny.
So I want to add some context for listeners, though, right? So Aaron, you know, we have the Cock God holiday compilation.
Yes,
and Aaron goes,
exciting.
We're going to take a picture. We're going to take a family picture. I'm going to bring some props. We're going to put Christmas wrapping paper up. We're all going to take a picture. the picture ends up being Aaron shirtless with his dad.
Well, I wanted my dad to see that.
I like
had...
that picture.
Yeah, I think it's a good picture too.
But I'm saying you have an album cover with your dad on it that says "Cock God."
You know the. You know the.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying too. I mean, he listen. And this is something again
who
that
who has
I'm lucky
a bigger
for.
Cock.
What's the opposite?
You know, it's you know, that's an interesting question, Armando.
Who has a bigger cock? That's the question. Call
I don't.
In.
I don't know who has a bigger cock. I can't tell you the answer to that. But what I can, well, listen, I'm not cutting off anyone from calling the show and guessing who has a bigger cock. I can tell you that I don't know the answer to that. And what I can also tell you is this: you know, my father and I have been through a lot. And just for the information of those like Kenny Basil who did tune in last week. I'm going to tell you that I went to dinner with my father the following night at the One Oyster Bar at Grand Central, which, by the way, is a beautiful place, and I don't know how they
Out
that.
To Chef Engber.
We've yeah, very, very. And by the way, to his credit, I don't know how they get all that fish to come in. I mean, they got every fish that you can get in Grand Central fucking station.
Even halibar?
The halibut?
The fuck is
yeah.
Halibar?
They got every fish you can get.
Daily.
Daily.
It has to be.
Daily
if it's
has
not
to be.
Daily,
fish
then...
goes bad. Emma, tell
all right,
me,
so
Mike.
You have dinner with your dad and you ask him about divorce.
My
Is
dad.
That what happened?
Yeah, and you know, my mom doesn't know he's moving into a house, and he's moving into a house. And if my mom knew he was moving into a house, she'd be like, I'm going to move into my house. There's a whole fucking thing. And my dad says to me, he says, you look pretty good.
You do.
Well, I mean,
he's not lying.
I mean, thank you, but I never heard my dad say this ever in my life. He says, you look pretty good.
Listen, you know what your dad is? He's letting loose right now.
Yeah. Asking my friends for weed. I mean,
divorced and living large.
Oh, but you know, even if they were still married, I mean, maybe he's like now starting to get comfortable with you being an adult and being his friend.
Well, it was part
maybe
of
Maybe it's
the...
kind of like a, you look good and... Now you guys are hanging out.
Well,
I think
for a long time there was pressure for me to be someone who functioned by themselves, and my dad has decided now in his life that I do function. I feel like I always was doing my own thing, but he didn't really get it. Now he decides he gets it. And I say to the girlfriend, she's a bit of a squawker from south of England who's squawking a lot, and I understand that, but she's great. But I have to...
Maybe her accent has him in a trance.
It's possible. It's possible. My dad, I saw him and he says, he goes, he said, so in Alaska, I was in a train wreck and the train came off the tracks and like rolled down a mountain.
Oh dear.
I was like, what? He's like, yeah, here's pictures. And he shows me, like, a train that, like, rolled down a mountain. And, like, he was a doc. He's an MD. So people were like, are there a doctor? And, like, he's like, yeah, I'm a 63-year-old. And, like, the whole thing. And I was like, so. And he's like, I didn't tell your brother or your mom. I'm like.
How long after it happened did you find out?
This is a year. This is, like, a year and a half ago.
Oh, my.
What the fuck is he doing in Alaska?
I don't know. This woman has. I see my dad, and he's like, oh, we have a membership to the Met. My dad. Can I tell? Listen, my dad. By the way, for the fucking foodies who might be listening to Heritage Radio right now, my dad says we go to an oyster bar. He's like, I didn't know you like oysters. I'm like, I didn't know you like oysters. I mean, oysters are an acquired taste, no matter who you are, no matter where you're from.
Yeah. Sure.
He says I never had sushi till I was 62.
Oh. Well, I just had sushi for the first time. Remember I mentioned that recently?
Yeah. So he's not alone then.
So what did he think of Gunwash though?
Well, he's very my dad.
Your dad walks in and we're doing a show about heroin addiction. You know,
to be honest with you, and actually, it's funny because Rectech ended up sleeping at my house like two nights later, and which is fine, and we can talk about that if we get to it. My dad's girlfriend said, "Oh, you know, I just want to hug him. I just want to hug him." I'm like, well, yeah.
Don't hug my friend.
Yeah, don't hug my friend. My dad is just happy that I have friends that help me cultivate positive. Stuff. I mean, you know, my dad is just happy to see that my friends are here doing stuff with me that aren't drugs. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
he's just happy to see that I'm with my friends and I'm doing something creative and it's something that I do every night. It's a routine. He likes routine.
It's not like you're skating around or something.
Right. I mean, exactly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with skating around, but for my father, he says, you know, routine is good. Every Thursday night for the last 3.5 years. Very good. And here we go, and that's where we're at.
Well, but, yeah, and your parents don't have to agree with what you do, but, you know, you get a little pressure from them. But when you make yourself, you know, successful and you work week after week on the same project.
I can't say I'm successful, but I can say I did it. You know, I can say I do it.
I can't say I'm successful either, but we're successful at the fact that we
do it.
Haven't stopped for the last half of our lives.
Right. And my dad said, you've worked every day since you were 20.
Yeah.
Which,
it's a good job.
Well, a lot of people work every day since they're 14. I can't say that.
I mean,
so what does he think, though, if he sees this cover that says Cock God and it's without your shirt
on?
Well,
we could...
Is it going to get him, like, fired?
Well, do you want to know true honesty?
Yeah.
We could get...
I think you're worried.
I could get in trouble. He could get in trouble. But you want to know something? Nothing's going to happen. I mean, someone will see...
It is going to be on iTunes.
And Gawker. I heard other press outlets are picking it up.
Aaron believes in his under radar.
Jack,
what
you
if
know,
your mom sees that?
I already sent my mom.
Because you sent me a message. You go, no way my mom could see this. Mom's going to see it.
It's going to be on Fader.
And then I reacted by just sending my mom the picture. Cause
oh, no shit. What did she say?
Well, she says, crazy.
What do I have to retweet right now?
What's
the picture? Where's it at?
Oh, we don't. It's not out yet. We haven't done it yet. Only press has it. Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure that Aaron's mom sees it.
Well, we're gonna give. Oh, she's believe me, she's seen it. But we'll get
it's gonna
you
be the
cover.
Hey guys, the 16th. This is gonna debut. So
yeah, and
Tuesday,
by the way,
the 16th. That's December 16th. We're actually gonna be included in a nice year end best of music list.
And I think that's well deserved and beautiful. A round of applause to everyone in here who's done it, and of course to Contessa and. To Ian and to
Ninja Sonic.
Before we go to music with Spliff, can I read a text I got from Contessa?
Absolutely, please. I love Contessa.
She goes, I have a crazy song and video dropping. Can Gawker premiere? It's called Horny Little Slut.
And you know what? I think Gawker should premiere it. I can't control that, but we can always...
I just like how I'm Gawker now, you know?
Well, exactly. You're the outlet for Gawker. But if they hit us up, I will say, of course, hit up Contessa. She's very, very beautiful, BBW, and has great music. Well, we have a plenty, I can't even count the amount of things I have to do. I wanted to talk about my holiday decorations. I don't know if I'll get a chance to do so. We have Mike Gormley in studio. He's an old friend of mine with many, many stories, and we will be coming up on Gunwash with some of those stories and hope to touch on some very, very sensitive and happy and sad points, perhaps. Gunwash.com, 718-497.
2128, baby.
That's right, baby. Call it.
Today's program has been brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Like morning when the sun rise. Push it out of your body. Watch me a step out of the cabin. Watch him a step out of the lobby. Me no care a shy. Do it in front of everybody.
When you do wanna tap a phone, tap 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 phone, tap
phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone,
tap phone, tap phone,
tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, tap phone, like morning when the sun rise. Push it out of your body. Watch me a step out of the cabin. Watch him a step out of the lobby. Me no camera shy. Do it in front of everybody.
When me do wanna tap up, phone tap up. Coulda rasta, coulda blot up. Mash up and pop up like a wing girl's cash up. Stooge a run out, some police have a back up.
Go on, go sleep.
Go on, go wrap up. Me no take this up and bad up. Me no rustle and grab up. Instagram, Facebook, this your get tag up. Me kill where them a see, where them a chat, where them a plan up. Psycho bell, me bar with it. Anyway, me stand up.
Call out every real boss in ya. From them fake, them bad up in ya. Better money, man, man, as a winner. Me take your money and go with a dinner. Me no care who's carrying in a run up in a one who jump, one who bends on the dimmer. Minister no stress, nothing. Cause tonight we must get some winners.
Like forward we are attack. Call of duty soldier like black off. Stacks them tape up, Schengen attach. Shiver, plunge your village like palak. All of them are giggling at you like a parrot. Like them remember what David do go liar. But we not be tell no boy be quiet. Black version anywhere we go a riot. Shiver, call it sir.
Do it and get wet. We not fail on our body. Like morning when the sun rise. Push it out of your body. Watch me a step out of the cabin. Watch him a step out of the lobby. Me no camera shy. Do it in front of everybody. Do it.
This is Odetta Bess Hartman, and you're tuning into Gunwash Live.
Who are them see it? Me see see them a knock off. Me squeeze like a wind pipe, lock off, back off. Rise up the flag like a man up a road. Me press gas and burn tire upon road. See I hear longer than the fireman hoes. I be the bitches also call me top road. Why you know about that kid? Them see and push me no deal with cocky. That version no tell me about a ted. Them pull a cane who a ball it all I said. Well I'm paint up the place still with the light purger. The data done, he not go no further. Golly God, what do them know? Do I get a combo? Have it your way like a bird. The dark up the place, now sky get red. Black surge and turn up whole island red. So I have to cut the vibe like bread. Bambi, leak out like egg. Early in the morning, boy, I get red. Any man me get a bitch, fine, fine like dread. When the lizard I shoot, them, they find them dead. When it I get red.
Oh no, do it and get wet. We not fail on our body. Like morning when the sun rise. Push it out of your body. Watch me a step on the
from the back, this kitty cat. Attack it from the back, this kitty cat. Attack it from the back, this kitty cat. If you attack from the front, then I must get scratched like hey. Kitty, hey, hello, kitty, like hey. Kitty, hey, hello, kitty, like hey. Kitty, hey, hello, kitty. I guess I can call me the day for this kitty. Hey, kitty, hey, hello, kitty, like hey. Kitty, hey, hello, kitty, like hey. Kitty, hey, hello, kitty. I guess I can call me the cage for this kitty. Pussycat, panic cockpit. Pussycat, milk dash for so bring a map quick. Make sure so you bring a long map stick, cause enough milk. This a pussycat did a keep. Pussycat, well, want see the peak. Pussycat, climb up in the long tree top. She not come down till the long tree top. If you no love pussycat, well, you a must eat that like hey. Kitty, hey, hello, kitty, like hey. Kitty, hey, hello, kitty, like hey. Kitty, hey, hello, kitty. I guess I can call me the cage for the city. Hey, kitty, hey, hello, kitty, like hey.
Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Anything that want me clean to be gone.
Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Every girl say they want peace on me. And every girl say my dive off on me.
Yeah.
Touching my run down the road.
My name's Pierre Francillon and you're listening to Gunwash.
Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Every girl say they want peace on me. And every girl say my dive off on me. Touch you and run down, run come see me. Skin out by your nose and balance for me. Tongue in a your belly when me send me cocky. Run from cross, what's up for half a tree.
Yeah.
So say you want go a red gallery. Every day you want come to go swing for me tea. Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Every girl say they want peace on me.
Yeah.
And every girl them a dive off on me.
Yeah.
Touch you a run down, run come see me. Skin out by your nose and balance for me. Tongue in a your belly when me send me cocky. Run from cross, what's up for half a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, say you want go a red gal ring. Every day you a come to go swing for me ting. Push it all and got fun on me. Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Every girl want to walk off on me.
Oh.
Every girl say they want peace of me.
Oh.
And every girl them a dive after me.
Oh.
So then women are the pussy specialist.
Yeah.
Check me with it.
Yeah.
Boom boom, sick of 1986.
Yeah.
2000 put in she a check me with it.
Yeah.
All the pussy want is a new gear stick.
Yeah.
Pussy tie a smooth girl, me give to me Chris.
Yeah. Yeah.
The big island pussy want a gas stick.
Yeah.
Pussy all a shock like old electric.
Yeah.
Chanta my puppy cut down the voltage.
Yeah.
In a one gear where them pussy tongue stick.
Yeah.
That's him for me time in chain 1-6.
Yeah.
Pussy Shelly Shelly must you want to ribbit.
Yeah.
I never see a pussy in a market.
Yeah.
Pussy you know you're not holding in a basket.
Yeah.
Keeping a your baggy girl.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I boom boom off two bank and a small split.
Yeah.
Why tell you something in listen to this?
Yeah.
Who them know about this? What me sing?
Yeah.
Why tell you something in listen to this? Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Every girl want to walk off on me.
Yeah.
Every girl say they want peace on me.
Boom.
And every girl them a dive after me.
Boom.
So the girl up a taxi the top. And she must want a goalie man back shot. My girl cause she don't want the goalie man cap.
Oh,
she
yeah.
Don't want the goalie
yeah.
Boost out of me goalie back. Every man if want the goalie do the girl a nap. Bow say she want get a goalie man slap. Make this thing go down. Sing again.
Boom.
Every girl want a walk off of me.
Yeah.
Every girl a gun bend one piece of me.
Yeah.
Love girl a run and them a chuck after me.
Yeah.
Some fall down, some a dive after me.
Yeah.
Some of them want two and a half of me.
Yeah.
One of them want the 2 foot off of me.
Yeah.
One of them want the long cock off of me. Yeah. Anything the girl a get a bus a bag of money.
Yeah.
Every girl say they want me.
production. Sponge. Keep from a bad long time, I'm just not bad yesterday.
Call 718-497-2128, Gunwash listeners. 718-497-2128.
Kill five in the first round. All of them I run up on the SK Wildlife use reverse clone. Me no hear some dog, they make them loudest and the worst sound. Shot pick them up like one of the great own. Them mongrel body, not them place, the body stuck like statues.
Alright, thank you, God and everyone. Well, for those of you just tuning in, we are on Gunwash, and it is it's 9:30 p.m. here, bottom of the hour.
Whoa! I just met Mike.
Oh, you met Mike Gormley?
Yeah, I just met him.
What did Mike say to you?
He he's an interesting fella.
Interesting fella, Mike. Now, Mike Gormley.
Yep.
Is a guy that I've known. Listen, I mean, it's 15, 16. I mean,
more
like,
than half. More than half our lives at this point.
Yeah, more than half our lives. It's it's actually scary to think about, actually, in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because like I talk to people at people say, yo, what do you do? Blah, 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 blah. And they say, have you been here? Have you been there? Have you been this? And I'm like, yeah, like in the last like 2 years, like, you know, I've been to here and here and here. But also, there was a time in my life where I drove across Texas, and I went to Oklahoma, I went to Atlanta, and I went to Harvard, and I went to Yale, and I went to every high school in the northern New Jersey area.
For acting and debate competitions.
Yeah,
that's where
I
met Aaron.
Yeah, and that's how
if
I
you
want
to know
like
why he's
Gormley.
So well-spoken, I mean, he's well-spoken for a reason.
Well, listen, I think there's a part of this that does go into the public speaking and debate part of it. Mr. Mike Gormley and I met. I don't remember exactly what high school we met, but I'm sure it was like Hanover Park or...
That'd be the first tournament
probably,
of the year. So
yeah, the first tournament
one.
Of the year, yeah. I was involved, and for those of you who are on the Gunwash staff, I know I sent you a cover of this week's show, which was a talisman.
It's the NFL.
NFL stands for National Forensics League. Now, forensics, what is going on with forensics? Why is it that everyone says forensics must be criminal scientific analysis?
And on the other hand, the National Forensics League has had the opportunity every year to sue the National Football League because their name came out first.
So National
absolutely.
Forensics League came before National Football League.
The National Football League, so they could actually, if they want to, you know, kind of like WWF and
yeah,
the
exactly.
World.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they did that before.
Mike Gormley, is it true, in fact, that the debate that we do, New Jerseyans do? In the National Forensics League, which we coin, and by the way, it's nationwide. We coined it the Lincoln Douglas debates.
Absolutely, LD
dates back. LD
yeah.
dates back to Lincoln.
Lincoln and Douglas.
And
well,
Douglas.
That's the structure that Lincoln Douglas debate does still follow, which was that debate between Lincoln and Douglas.
Unbelievable.
And it's still the same exact structure that they went by, which is opening speech. Second speech, then you have your crossfire, and then you go back to first person, then you go back to second person, then you crossfire, and then you go the previous way, which would have the person that's, con be first to speak, and the person who's pro second to speak, and then again, face to face, which, you know, it's a national tradition. I mean, I don't want to get too sappy about it, but like it's
well, no, it's important we get sappy because I made the cover of it, the NFL talisman, and I want to actually touch on two things right now.
Two okay. things.
You'll get caught up in it.
What is speech and debate, National Forensics League? What is it? Because a lot of people don't know. Why is it important? And then three, how is it that it has affected your life? Now, I know the answer to this, but not everyone that we listen to knows the answer to this. How is it that your life has been so affected by it? So what is it?
Well, first and foremost...
very important, Armando. This is something that's going to change your life, and believe me, I'm telling you in a real way, this is very, very, very real.
First and foremost, Gunwash listeners, you're listening to Aaron Ginsberg all the time speak, and speak clearly, and...
I don't know about that.
Well, whatever. Have your own opinion.
But you do listen to him speak,
fucker.
And he knows how to do it. And there's a reason why he knows how to do it, because he trained for years and years working on acting and debate in order to, you know, become the well-spoken man that he is. And,
hey, what's up?
You know, when you look at that, 66% of politicians have all trained in debate in some way, shape, or form.
And actors and singers and people who are on everyone.
Yeah. Brad Pitt did National Congress, which is weird.
Crazy, right?
That he was the debater, not an actor.
It's interesting.
It's weird.
Very interesting. Yeah. I mean, really.
But I mean, you know, it's very important for you to train yourself to be able to speak publicly. And, you know, again, I don't want to get too sappy, but then
get sappy. Yeah, we need sap dripping. We have
to get sappy.
Here. You know how you know how sap takes a long time to drip?
We have
a lot of airtime with very little material, so sappy, please.
I'll put it to you this way. The amount of people that I've trained who had speech impediments or, you know, stutters.
Oh, like me?
Yeah.
Exactly. He's like, yeah! You know,
Or hear that story about, like, you know, Rod Stewart, or, you know, being a kid and couldn't speak because he had a speech impediment.
Yeah.
And he learned how to sing in order to get himself to... actually be able to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, these are important things that, like, you know.
Mondo, you said me. Like, do you have a speech impediment?
Dude, I could barely speak English.
No, come on, man. You just, it's your second language.
Sometimes you get caught up.
And you get caught up a little bit.
No, you know what it is? I get too excited sometimes, and I want to say, like, a bunch of things at the same time.
Okay, that's fine. We all still do that.
And then I got punched in the mouth so many times, I came, like, I have, like, a small lisp.
I don't know. I don't know if mouth injuries lead to physiological speech impediments, but maybe that's debatable.
I'm probably a worse speaker because, you know, I get punched in the mouth for saying things too clearly.
Interesting. Yeah, he speaks his mind. What can I say? And so it's important that we see all these people who have done this, and why? Why is it important?
Yeah, and it's quickly the less funded. You know, sports.
Right, football
which is not
gets
really
more,
sports, but you know,
right, yeah.
But, you know, it's a less funded, you know, environment for people who actually, you know, can go forth and change the world with their ideas. But instead, you know, the money all goes to what?
Sports and art. It goes like sports, art, forensics. But in fact, forensics is older than high school football and older than high school art.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, speech and debate goes back to, I mean, you know, if...
Dinner speeches.
If you want to be hippies about this, the first time people ever talk. I mean, you know, there is arg, you know, back and forth over what...
Arg. In other words,
over
how
the
do
right
you
way
gather?
To light the fire. I mean, either way, like, that's...
Was Aaron good? Aaron, were you good at this?
Oh, dude.
Aaron was a nationals twice.
Yeah, three-time nationals. I was a nationals twice. The second time I was two categories. So, yeah. Never made it to any final rounds in nationals, but...
Do you remember, like, one of the topics?
Yeah. No, I didn't do extempore debate. I was with Jordan. I was doing duo and act. Yeah, I was doing acting. Harvard, I was very close to finals. I was a semifinalist at Harvard.
Look at you.
District champion, second in the state, second place in the state. Went to Harvard. Octafinals at Yale, semifinals at Harvard, octafinals at nationals.
This is actually part of your radio resume. Yeah.
I mean, in a sense, Jack, this is. I mean, in a way, it's like I went to NYU to learn about film and television and art, but really what's carrying me is my ability to be charismatic and speak with people. I mean, it's an important thing.
Look at that.
And it's taken me across the world and – or, excuse me, across the country, and I know that Mike can speak to that.
Yeah, and I can verify all that, but I think Aaron could have probably – toppled the country when it came to acting in debate, but
difficult. There was a lot of competition in our day.
He always chose very risque,
like cock
subject matter. That I think that there were times that he probably would have gotten first place in the country, but decided to go his own way, which I always respected.
For example, and I really appreciate that. For example, Jack, we did we took a piece called — there was a book out there called Sesame Street Unpaved. And my pal Jordan and I did a duo interp. By the way, duo interp means that you can't look at each other and you can't touch each other. So that means if I were to shake your hand during a duo interp competition, you and I would both be sticking our hands out into the air, not looking at each other, and we are shaking our hands.
Or if I were to smack him in the face,
my head flings out in the air.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
We got second in the state. Should have been first. Got second in the state, and district championships, the judges came back and said, your piece is not legal. And so we wouldn't be able to go to nationals for that piece. However, we did go to nationals for the Oedipus piece, and we did go to nationals for — I don't remember exactly what the second one was, but in any case —
the Oedipus piece was
one of the
pretty killer.
Hallmark pieces.
That's a spoke in the wheels that, and your car goes faster.
It's interesting, and no one knows this that's listening, and if you are listening and you know what I'm talking about, you are a very, very rare breed, because I was in a time when there was pieces like Christmas County and pieces like Photo Finish. What was that one about the movie? Not Photo Finish? Or, no.
There was also, remember Matilda?
Mother, all these things.
Yeah.
People who would speak nationwide and make championships happen! Yeah.
This is debate music, right?
No. We don't play music. It's very, 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 very quiet.
Actually, you're not allowed to do 30 seconds... no more than 30 seconds of singing or music in your piece, because then you'll be disqualified.
But you get 30 seconds?
Well, let me say, so we're
going to... So you can roll up there like,
Well, okay, so we should go into that, but let me ask two questions. First question is this. Mike, what was our experience, not just the speech stuff, but the things when we were in Atlanta and we bought weed in Atlanta and we were in Oklahoma in the hotels and we were in Yale in the hotels and we were in Harvard in the hot tub, all these things we did. What were the important experiences, speaking and not speaking? And two, how are you so involved in public speaking and debate, and why is it important for your life?
Well, since I'm technically no longer involved in speech and debate as far as a coach, I can talk about the first part.
Okay, fair enough.
Because the first part, if I was still a coach of a high school team, I'd probably not be able to say
all the
extracurricular activities we got into in those hotels.
We drove across Texas. I was a 14-year-old.
We basically competed against one another in acting competitions and became top-notch and, top of the breed to be able to go on to national competitions where schools would fund us to go into other cities and get a hotel for the week.
Right.
And we used that time, of course, to smoke weed in the bathroom and...
and get finger girls in bed.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we're not only talking about Harvard and Yale and
I love
Oklahoma,
you, Savannah.
Guys are very dark people.
No, but listen. We're not only talking about Harvard and Yale and the national competitions at Georgia and Oklahoma and all these other colleges. We're talking about Freehold, Montville, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
We're talking about every... I'm talking about... Armando, on a Saturday, when you were in high school, on Saturday, what did you do?
It depends the season.
Okay, I'll tell you exactly what I did every single Saturday of every single week of my three and a half years of high school. I got into a suit and went to another town's high school, and I did debate and speech every Saturday, 7 a.m. You catch a bus to a high school, you get up, you go to an assembly room. They tell you, here's your rooms for round one, and you're going to go and compete in round one, and then your judges are going to say this and this and this. Then you're going to find out round two and round three, respectively. Then you're going to find out if you break. If you break, that means you go to finals. Finals in a high school is hundreds of people. Finals at a college, like 1,000, like Comedy Central comedy show, Comics Come Home, 1,000 people watching you do stuff.
I couldn't do that.
No, you could. Yes, you very much. You very
definitely could, but
you could because you build up to that point.
The weird thing was, I mean, I got into a school bus at 7 o'clock on my own free time on a Saturday.
Exactly.
But I was late for school every single day.
Right.
I did not like, you know, everything about high school, so I was definitely a little bit on the slack kind of point
but
of view.
You love debate.
Yeah, but
you
I would
speech and debate.
I would, on my own accord, get onto a bus every single morning
in a suit at 7 a.m.
in a suit with a mohawk that's green.
Right.
You're
get into
right.
a suit, get into a suit, and go prefer to spend my time with other people in suits in a high school competition. I mean, it was
so weird.
It was pretty special.
Very hey, was your suit Jeff. Tailored?
I kind of wore like the
dude. We wore like the raggedy Andy. I would call me Raggedy Andy. I was up in there.
Yeah.
Are there adult? Let me tell you there adult debate? Teams?
Yes, actually there are.
You know, like going to the Y and playing basketball or something.
Well, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's
really
called Congress.
Exactly. It's called being in politics or being an actor professionally or being a politician professionally. As far as young adult. Yeah, there's college forensics. It's like dinner speeches, debate, Congress, model Congress.
It's not the same kind of head-to-head, though. I mean,
it's not the same.
But
it's not the same.
You know, not to name drop or to name drop, but I can think of at least three national champions from forensics that have affected people's lives. I mean, there's Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah won original oratory.
Yeah, I mean, a big time situation. Original oratory.
Sally Field,
big time.
National last rounds had Brad Pitt in Congress. That's another one.
Wow.
Natalie Portman.
Big time.
Who had taken time out of high school to act and went back to high school and competed in forensics and then...
Out to Long Island. What up?
Yeah. I also went to college after that. I mean,
And by the way, on the Oprah point, original oratory...
Adina Mendez.
Original oratory, OO, is one, of the, hardest competitions. Original oratory is when you write your own speech on a topic and you present it to judges. And it is one of the hardest...
I think it's the hardest one.
I think it's the hardest one as far as speech goes to win, and Oprah
it's
won
a,
it.
It's a combo of speech and debate. I mean, it's like you have to be a good debater to have, you know, your point of view come across, but you also have to be able to speak for 10 minutes and be a good public speaker and do characters. Which...
And this public speaking thing, I have to tell you, is, I mean, listen, this is coming from a personal point, but... It is very, very, so important. I mean, this is one of man's greatest inventions, public speaking. This is so important for your children to learn. It is almost as important. And listen, I say like music, learning a musical instrument is as important as math and science. But let me tell you something. Public speaking is as important as music. Because if you go back to the old Jerry Seinfeld bit, the first top fear amongst Americans is public speaking. The second being death. Quoting, quote-unquote, which means you'd rather be giving the eulogy than be in the coffin. And now you've got to learn...
Other way around, right?
Other way, yeah.
You need...
You'd rather be in the coffin than...
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, you got it. Thank you.
That blows.
Good public speaker.
And, right, well, listen, I'm forgetful, as they say. But,
Hey,
look,
man, he said it well in the right... You know,
yeah, actually, the cadence
everything.
Was good. Yeah, that's true.
Very, very important. And...
it's the words that were wrong.
You know... It's very important.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about it. Now, why, Mike...
Is this Spliffington time?
No, I don't know. Let's see.
I think it is.
I think this is the first time that Jack ever said...
I think it is.
Oh, yeah. It's time for it. Okay, well, listen.
Can't upset Spliffington.
No. We're very, very lucky to have him.
You in a debate.
We are here... Yeah, oh, he definitely will.
He's
we
a great public
We are here with the one
speaker.
Mike Gormley, and of course, I see my friend Laserbeam has just stepped in. He's just back from not only India, but also St. Bart's, and we will speak to him in the second segment, as well as more Mike Gormley. Stop with the shaking off. We're very, very, very happy to have you here, and we will see you next segment. Spliffington, please pull up music. You know, it's 718-497-2128 for live call-ins, and we'll talk to you soon on Gunwash. Thank you, baby.
Hey, this is Mona St. Clair whipping you on Gunwash.
Everybody get bad, them no bad for real. Them a bad imitation. Them a just illustration. Give them a play field, figure play pan. Watch this. Them bad between. Rockfruit, cassava piece. I must say Christmas. Everybody get bad, them no bad for real. Them a bad imitation. Them a just illustration. Give them a play field, figure play pan. Them bad between birds, me make fly like birds. Don't ever think wildlife curve. I like birds. I'm run over them. That I was ready for. Ready for, ready for whatever for. Them a see them a girl like Jennifer. We are in the game regular. Them no bad and if them bad, tell them to prove that. Hold your head and mind and lose that. Cause I like, cause I like what's mine. And I like making them cry. Dance there anytime, anytime. What's mine? Enemy summon, that's fine. I just can't help myself. So you clean the aftermath. The only God and Orthodox.
Cheese top on the beat. My life to the fullest. Gully, gully. Them hear about the money and drink of the soup. It up. What text them look over with X-Crew. Famous. You must see me on screw. Cheese top on the beat. My life to the fullest. Them hear about the money and think of the soup it up. What text them look over with X-Crew famous. Yeah, them a see me and screw pillars. Some of them a see me too vicious. Some a work when I work time. It's your sunshine. Yeah, them swear, them swear, them swear. I wish you them bad. Them bad the staff and the standard. Them body a pampas and bad body got them swear. Them swear, them bad, them swear. I wish you them bad. Them badness staff and the standard. Them body a pampas and bad. Let me tell you why. Man, I fuck them fit Kyle when them pop off. Me rather be no one clocks all when I knock off. We have me chain till the gold paper shop. Cheese top on the beat. My life to the fullest. Money, money and drink of the soup. Pick up what text them look over with X-Crew. Famous. Them a send me on screw pillars. Some of them a send me too vicious. Some of work when I work time. Tell them DJ sunshine. Them swear. Them swear. Them bad. Them swear. I wish hear them bad. Them bad the staff and the standard. Them body a pampas and pad. Golly got them swear. Them swear. Them bad. Them swear. I wish hear them bad. Them bad the staff and the standard. Them body a pampas. Pass up, pad, let me tell you why. Man, I fuck them fit Kyle when them pop off. Me rather be no one clocks all when I knock off. We have me chain till the gold plate wash off. The boy can't carry me go a bad fin wash off. So now watch you pick your ring when you cock off. Enough of them no straight, them a suck, man, cock off. All of them shy, man, I pop off. When you hear them say the bad, I just them out, them a chant off. Swear, them swear, them bad, them swear. I wish hear them bad. Them bad, this stuff, and this stuff. Them body a pampas and pad, go leave at them swear. Them swear, them bad. Them swear, I wish hear them bad. Them badness staff any standard. Them body a purpose a pot. Me tell you say the pagan them sick of we. Southside Spanglass back to Tivoli. Anywhere we step people afraid tell. Grandma say she want the most I deliver me. August town stand pipe back to Ligoni. My beer man them no play with nobody. The brownie not my wife but me still married. To the young girl you can call it a bigamy. Them swear, them swear, them bad, them swear. I wish hear them bad. Them bad the staff and the standard. Them body a pampas and pad. Golly got them swear. Them swear, them bad, them swear. I wish hear them.
My God, and ain't nobody like me. And ain't my one I need no man. When we done fight, she's nobody. 9:13, y'all hear it from here then. It's in shot bass from Claims record. Boom. My God, and ain't nobody like me. And ain't my one I need no man like me. My God, and ain't nobody like me. When we done fight, she's nobody. 9:13, y'all hear it from here then. It's in shot bass from Claims record. Boom. My God, and ain't nobody like me. And them a gonna do no man like me. My God,
price is no buy. 9:30, you know, you're ready. It's in shot bars from Claims Record. Boom! My God, I know about lying me. All them a wanna do no mad like me. My God, I know mad like me. All them a chat, they know mad like me. Turn no boy, they know mad like me. They can't bust freestyle like me. Boy can't bust bumpy like me. Boy can't make dopey like me. My, you don't know nothing about me. Know something, then take it, tell me. Just made your body, you know how to treat me. See me, she's a pussy, you know how to call me. Well, like you a bad man, you know bad man to me. Well, like you tough, why you not tough like for me. Right now, boy, you know bad like me. Boy, say you can't spell like me. Right now, you can't read like me. You are those bad, but me and not in me. Ah, you watch out, you can't chatty like me. Alkaline folk, monkey, fish, and dance at it. Ah, you watch out, you can't chatty like me. Alkaline folk, monkey fish and dance at it. My God, I ain't no bad like me. I dem a wanna do no mad like me. My God, I ain't no mad like me. I dem a chat do no mad like me. Turn a boy, they no mad like me. They can't boast freestyle like me. Boy can't boast bumpy like me. Boy can't make dopey like me. English on me biology. Them can't take me from my technology. Oh, them pull me from my geography. Wickedest thing from social study. Come to school working, I'm a like a me. Come to walk a tree, you can't climb it like me. Two summer sets and boom plate like me. Where the boy your bad and check me a jet. Oh, you bad and you know bad like a me. We hear me bad daily, you afraid of me. We hear me sick public, afraid of me. And if me dead right down, junk on a want it. My God, and ain't no bad like me. All them a go on and they no mad like me. My God, and they no mad like me. All them a chat, they no mad like me. Turn a boy, they no mad like me. They can't boast freestyle like me. Boy can't boast bumpy like me. Boy can't make dopey like me. Sweetie pussy dog when the dog did asleep. Dog with the curtain, me bust a one peep. No lily, watch a girl skin out to sleep. Skip past heat like Mr. Man creep. Too bad wine, fling it up and lily. Warm up a your girl, start skin a teeth. Y'all mind your wake up teeth. Wake up teeth, me dead to blood creep. My God, and I know bad like me. All them a go on and they no mad like me. My God, and they no mad like me. All them a chat, they no mad like me. Turn a boy, they no mad like me. They can't boast freestyle like me. Boy can't boast bumpy like me. Boy can't make dopey like me. One like your boy, you know what I'm
saying. And we're back.
Boy, Mando.
Is it getting around?
Mando.
Is it all come out?
Woo, yeah.
Does it come in packs?
Mando.
Is it mental?
Fundamental. Mando, Mando.
Is it big on taste? Is it in your face?
Mando.
It's what's going down. New Mando food squeezer.
Whoa, the longer extended version. That's the extended version.
Yeah, there's a lot in here.
Mando, Mando.
You should let that play just lower.
Yeah, when the tunes are that hot, you gotta let them ride.
Mike,
yeah.
You ever drank that juice? A juice called Mondo juice?
Da juice? Nah, I never had Mondo juice.
It's like an imitation Kool-Aid type of thing that came in plastic.
Dude, I would get down imitation Kool-Aid.
They still sell that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if the joke is that Kool-Aid coming with, like, you know, 49 cents a packet is, like, as drink as juice can be, give me the Mondo. Mm. I mean, if it's already going to be sugar water, just give me the, like...
It's disgusting.
Seriously.
I drink
the 50-cent kiwi strawberry things they you have at the bodega.
Capri
yeah.
Suns?
No, not the Capri Sun. The little 50-cent thing. It says right on the side.
Kiwi yeah, you strawberry. Go to the right bodega.
Yeah, you get that thing. You get a $1, you know, vodka nip.
So, Mondo, what's on your mind this week, man?
That's a good beverage right there.
I was going to, you know, make fun of myself for a little while about having a speech impediment. Okay. But I just found out that Mike here plays like 20 instruments in one, and he's like has a band that has like a drag queen in it.
Yeah, and we got like, a drag queen. We actually have two drag queens, but you know they're divas, so they don't always show up for the show. But we do have one coming 1 week from today to the Bizarre.
Do they
Bar.
Argue with each other, or do they argue with
actually,
you?
Actually, my 4'7" little diva operatic singer, she argues with more than.
Yeah, but your girlfriend's not a drag queen.
My girlfriend's not a drag queen, but I mean, is there anything? I mean,
that'd be she's cool. A real that'd be girl. Cool,
but how do you handle that with all these instruments? That like, is this like a joke or is this like a?
Well, I mean, it's certainly a little vaudeville. It's certainly a little humorous.
I like to laugh.
That was a weird laugh.
When I laugh, I feel very, very good.
It's not your segment.
Yeah, I mean, laughing's important. But, you know, we're no more or no less than a joke than any other band that exists.
So,
I mean,
you do this somewhere. You present this to people somewhere.
Yeah, well, so again, so 1 week from today, we have a show at Bizarre Bar. I think it's about 7 days exactly.
Where? Bizarre Bar?
Bizarre, yeah.
Where the fuck is that at?
Jefferson? Bushwick?
Oh.
Nah?
Are we
Bushwick?
Armando was born in Bushwick.
I was born in Bushwick, yeah, but like I just feel like around there, sometimes I get lost because it's like so different.
Yeah, no, it's on Jefferson Street. It's in Bushwick. It's Bizarre Bar.
Sounds bizarre.
Yeah, it's going to be a little donation thing, so don't worry if you guys are broke. Still come on by. And basically the deal is somebody listened to my album. I don't know. I thought that it was a little shady at one point.
Wait, hold on. You said someone...
Mother. That's the one.
Whatever.
Jesus, I had her.
She's not about to just matter.
It know her. She's become a bore. It has no choice to say.
And she lied to the
Yeah, it's okay.
Today, day she remains the same. Every mistake I made should be made out. She took the blame.
How was she repaid?
The enabled ask for without shame.
Mondo, how about the Mondo review?
I feel I would. If I was, like, listening to this, I would want to throw a bunch of beer into the crowd.
I only ask because we just sent Armando, me and Odetta finished Odetta's latest record, and I sent it to Armando for a listening session. He gave really nice feedback. I think, Mondo,
I actually sat down and listened to it the same way I listened to Cock God.
Yeah, Mondo can write for Rolling Stone. He's a great, great reviewer.
So what else would you say about this music, Mondo?
Somebody likes Jello the Opera.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't think you're like. I think it's like inspired.
And this is all you by yourself.
Well, it's me and three girls.
But do they play instruments or they just sing?
Tambourine and sing. And then, as of recent, we added a new broad that does back vocals and then plays bass on a few tracks. But yeah, you're listening to 95% of that. Besides, you know.
So you're the backbone.
He's the cat cone, yeah!
That's pretty badass, man.
Pretty bad fucking ass.
I like this.
If I remember correctly, you're a big Ween fan.
Oh. And Jello Biafra.
Yeah. Nah, the joke I made before about we're no better or no worse, that's when he said, what was it? He was running for mayor, and he was like, Jello Biafra.
Oh, okay.
He was running for mayor of San Francisco, and he was like, I'm no more, no less than a joke of any other candidate for mayor right now.
And that's what's in your lyrics?
That was the reference, yeah. I thought you got it.
I just, I got the Jello thing from this voice.
Let me ask you something. How did this music come from the public speaking, though?
Well,
it sounds brave.
I would actually say half the tracks I probably talk more than I sing, or at least I talk in a strong voice.
And also,
I wouldn't really call myself a singer more than I would call myself a vocalist. You know, like, she sings.
Yeah, but you're doing vocals.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, to me, it's like I think my strongest point might be that, I mean, I'm not the best singer, but you could probably understand most of the words because I'm trying to speak them as much as I'm trying to get the note across. Whereas, like, you know, you listen to the girls in the background.
But rhythm is involved now.
Well, I I'm a musician.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a musician. Okay, I get it.
I mean, I don't know if I'm like great, but I can play the
kick
drum, hi-hat, guitar, harmonica.
Dude, if you can count to four, you're a musician.
At the same time,
there it is right there.
You can count to four, you're a musician, man.
There you go. Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, listen.
So I guess Mondo approves. That's two thumbs up from Mondo.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's too bad he's not on a Cock God album.
I mean, he could be
a bonus track.
He could be on the hidden.
We'd have to perform right now.
He could be on the if you want to perform right now, but we don't have any instruments. But that may be good.
Odetta has a mandolin, so
Odetta has a mandolin. If Odetta plays mandolin and you sing, we could put you on a secret track on the Got God album. I don't know if you want to do that.
There's some drumsticks here. You could play on Aaron's ribs.
Yeah, my ribs are very, very, very sonic.
Does Odetta have Larry in the back?
What's that?
Odetta and Larry? No.
Oh, I don't know the reference.
She says,
it's a folk music band. From the
1980s. Wow. Yep. Oh, wow. She knows.
Her namesake.
She got it. Oh, that's why. Oh, that's what you're.
Oh, Darren Larry, yeah.
That's why she's smiling. After?
That's your name? Oh, really? That's what you're named after?
No, I'm changing my name to Larry.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Wow.
Larry Inslee. How's that sound?
I liked it.
It's not bad.
Muy interesante.
And
so do you want to play?
Speaking of language,
I like music.
Yeah, so if Odetta comes in and plays, you'll sing. We'll find out.
Can you speak another language?
Spanglish.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
When I was a little baby, my mother would rock me in.
Oh, this is the Odetta and Larry.
Yeah, but we're going to get sued, so I got to just
okay,
cut
cool.
It.
So, no, it's okay.
Make it quick.
Now, you seriously think we will get sued if we played something like
Here's
that?
Here's a little bit more.
Well, I mean, we have a little basis in folk, a little basis, obviously, in punk rock. I think we say circus punk is, kind of the blanket over
circus punk is that what you said?
Is circus punk like
vaudeville punk
I mean obviously I'm doing kind of the street musician meets the stage with the girls doing the Motown / Phil Spector backup vocals. So to me it's like, you know, how do you say that in one thing? And I heard circus punk once and I was like, my friend told me, like, it sounds like that. And I was that sounds about right.
So what are you doing with Knitting Factory? Because you always ask me about Knitting Factory, and I'm always
I manage the Knitting Factory. I'm the night manager there. I'm a booker there.
Oh, excellent.
I bartend once or twice a week, just because, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, you got to make
that. Got to book Gunwash for a Knitting Factory show.
Well, we've already talked about this. And,
do a retrospective.
I'm ready for the right show.
Imagine me.
In fact,
Matt,
Evan, you know.
Imagine people buy tickets to the Knitting Factory on a Friday night
to see you.
Yeah, no, it's me and Armando on a stage
singing Pete Seeger or something.
We like sit. Me and Armando sit there and like talk about stuff.
Or paint patty clap. Like,
yeah, I don't know. We like do like patty cake or like whatever the fuck.
What would you do?
I don't know. Armando. We should talk about it. I mean,
but you
want to
be
it,
in a band?
No, I mean, I think music is part of my life. I mean, I think. I don't know if I could do it, but I think music is part of my life. I think we live in this world of music.
It'll maybe,
they do comedy there, too.
We're comedians. Yeah, they do comedy.
If it won't work, I'll bite my tongue, but maybe like, you know, a Gunwash show in the front bar, and then a full service show in the back, live feed.
Full service.
Gunwash doing the...
Now you're using your
sounds
brain.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah. Sounds awesome. Watch your mouth, Mr. Jackman.
As long as there's money involved,
Mr. Jack
there's
Frost.
No money. Come on.
Mr. Jack Frost trying to make it cold up in this motherfucker.
There's
but
no
we
money
actually
in music.
Very, very, very...
But there's money in selling tickets.
Good
I
point.
Mean, look... is there no money music? I mean, that's an overall, probably no. But the Knitting Factory is definitely very catering. Not to, you know.
I like that place.
Sounds too corporate about it, but like that place is,
listen,
that place is not just surviving, but still thriving. And we want it.
You know, the Knitting Factory has been around forever, and it's still surviving. And I want to say to Jack, you know, don't be such a naysayer. I think it would be a great show, actually.
It would be good.
I really, really do believe, actually, and we could pack that house.
You guys, you know, we played Bonnaroo, so.
Yeah!
80,000 people,
bitches! Really? I mean...
You know, it's funny because I was about to mention that one myself. That, like, I think it'd be great for everybody, but... if I keep talking about that, I'm going to sound too like a businessman.
No, I don't think that's
musician.
No. I think your mind and heart are in the right place.
Hey, Aaron, I went to Knitting Factory. I think it was in October to go see Cormega.
Oh, very nice.
And it was at Knitting Factory.
So they're doing good shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what do we got to lose?
Yeah, great shows.
Yeah, we had last month we had Mobb Deep. one day.
Yeah,
we had.
We're better than them.
We had Polaris.
Yeah,
we had Polaris. If you guys like,
You know what's even crazy? Yeah, Our very own Spliffington did some art inside the knitting factory.
Oh, really? I didn't know about this.
We hanged some art in.
It was like an MTV thing there too.
Yeah. Oh. We had Super Suckers. That was. No, that was the one right there, dude. I mean, Super Suckers I grew up on, which is kind of like the trip. Like, you know, you work someplace for a few months, and then, you know,
your favorite band shows up.
Yeah, all of a sudden, a band that you've listened to for like 10, 15 years, and then you're the one who has to pay them at the end of the night.
Yeah,
and you're like,
trying
not to be too dorky, like, hey, guys, here's your cash.
Yeah.
But
that's like when I was hanging out with Macaulay Culkin, and he was like, yo, gun wash.
Yo, see, this really, is like a very,
we had those guys too just 2 months ago.
They suck.
Oh, yeah, we had Pizza Party. Underground and Harmar Superstar sold that show.
Ooh, Harmar.
Yeah, yeah, Max Bode.
That looks like John Lovitz.
Yeah, friend of
it kind of does, actually.
One of our frequent guests, Max Bode, I think art director, one of Pizza Underground's videos.
Hey, so can I jump in though, Aaron? There was something
Absolutely.
I wanted to do on the show. I know, like, you know, Kenny Basil answered the email when I put my email out there. I want to put this out because we're nearing the end of the year. I want to know what Gunwash listeners want to hear in 2015.
Too. Me as well.
What the fuck do you want us to do?
What do you want?
You just tell us and we'll
do
it. You want Mario Batali? We'll get Mario Batali.
Listen,
what do you want over here?
Let me make a small comment on this. And by the way, Michael, thank you for sharing all that stuff that you shared us. And I think that we will investigate the Knitting Factory. But let me comment on what Jack just said. I will even get out my personal email, and that's not that big of a deal, but you can have it. And in a real way, this guy Jack, and not just Jack, Odetta and me and Armando and the whole Heritage Radio Network, whatever you want to hear, we can work it out. So email us, gunwash@gmail.com. Aaron Gins at Gmail. Aaron, AARONGINS at Gmail.
Don't
please
say my email.
I don't hurry home at Gmail or something like that. Hurry, something like
it's
that.
It's ArmandoJuice@AOL.com.
Yeah, listen, I like that one.
Listen, if you really, I almost get surprised at what this network is able to accomplish in a real way. Like, it almost has nothing to do with me. It's not me or the Gunwash show. It's this whole
modesty
community that's going on now.
It's
and
the
really,
bark.
And really, you Gunwash listeners out there, and not just Gunwash listeners, full-service listeners, and, of course, listeners of the Heritage Radio Network, whatever you ask us, we can really put in a
it's a real call for 2015.
If you want, you know, if you want this guy, maybe we can get him. It's just, if whatever you want to hear, email us, and we're there.
That's right.
I think.
Yeah, and on a side note, mgormley@knittingfactory.com. If you have a band that, you want to send some emails of some music, I mean, I'm always open to new ideas.
We'll make you famous.
I want to hear the Sleepy Z's.
Frankly, if I don't like your band, that you're, you know, I'm not going to book the show. But
I
am always open
books.
To.
Yeah.
And if you want, if you're looking for a mortgage, that's Peter Inslee at citigroup.com.
There you go.
Nice.
And I would give my dad's, but it's a hospital email. I don't want that shit.
Yeah.
But
Hal Ginsberg at cockgod.com.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. The cockgod. And by the way, be ready. And
dude, cockgod is amazing.
It's coming out.
It's actually
almost
pretty good.
Taken aback by how good it is. I can't believe it in my only ears.
I'm surprised I'm on it a little bit. I'm like, whoa.
I'm a year ago, I said we're going to make a thing called Cockout, and I got a lot of negative feedback, and now Jack said, okay, it's going to be Cockout is coming out, and all of a sudden I have this whole album is out.
Honestly, negative feedback is almost the greatest motivation
there
to just do it anyway.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, you don't like it? Then I'm going to do it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think we all experience a little of that here. And what a fucking night. I feel all...
What's Laserbeam doing? He's just chilling in there,
Laserbeam's chilling. I don't know if he wants... Hey, say
what
hello.
Up,
if he wants
Yo,
to say hello,
what
he
up,
can.
Doo-doo?
I never seen you with a gold tooth before, but I'm happy to see you with it. It looks very, very good on you. Very
I love
fitting.
It.
Thank you.
And you just came back from India, and how was that for you, my friend?
It was crazy. It was the craziest shit I ever did.
It was the craziest shit he ever did.
What'd you do out there?
Well, we should get a full show with the guy, but he's very, very exclusive, this guy, Laserbeam.
We were just, like, taking trains everywhere and just seeing the countryside, just...
Were you running into freight trains and then like running and then throwing your luggage
and
then
like
just
in an
throwing
adventurous
your stuff
way,
after?
Like running after a train.
Yeah, the beginning because we couldn't communicate with anyone, so we didn't know how it worked out. So we would just like walk on the trains with people and sit on trains for like a day or 2 days, just standing. And then we figured out that you would go to the train stations and you could pay a little extra money and get a sleeper car.
but
it
was nothing like that stupid, silly Wes Anderson film. I didn't see anything like that.
Darjeeling.
I didn't see the whole thing, but I'm sure it was nothing like that.
Nah, the sleeper car is more like central bookings on a railway.
Wow. Yeah, very nice. So, okay.
Well, you're like a lot tanner. You look more, you know, brolic.
I mean, you look like you've been through a real experience. By that, I mean you look different than when I last saw you.
Thank you.
And by that, he means son.
Your tone of voice is a lot of...
Yeah, you're an adult in a real way.
I went through puberty.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. In India.
Mm-hmm. Bro, how'd you go with Mike?
Yeah, I mean, really. With
out of all your friends.
I bought the ticket and was going to go by myself, and then Mike was like, hey, I bought a ticket too. And
whoa!
Like,
same day?
No, like 48 hours later. He was like, I got a ticket.
Huh?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, for you?
So, yeah, it was cool. I'm glad he went.
Yeah, I'm glad, too. It's interesting. Yeah, it's
cool. Well, we, you know, Laserbeam, we got to have you on for a full episode because you're an incredibly interesting guy. And I have to say, a very, very special thanks to Mike Gormley, who came tonight and not only shelled out his own personal work, but also a little bit about my past and the past we shared together. Thank you for listening to my gripe about my family. And, of course, Mondo, very, very good job keeping the show.
My family sucks.
Well, we can talk about that. Everyone's family has values that we can weigh and measure at a different time.
So next week's the last show of the year.
Yes, that's true. Next week is the last show of the year. And the hopeful...
We need a break.
We will release... We do need a break. We do take breaks once in a while. And
get a Kit Kat. Yeah. Punk.
And Cock God is coming out next week. We will celebrate that on our final show before the end of the year, and watch out for all sorts of other stuff coming from the Gunwash family. Ducksworth Gunwash, full service,
and
Heritage
Radio. If
RecTech
asks you to sleep at your house, just let them do it.
And we will touch on that also next week. Thank you for tuning into Gunwash. It has been a wonderful Thursday night with all my pals. Mr. Spliffington, if you'd like to pull up that, you certainly can. Late call-ins are 718-497-2128. I love you very much, and my family, and Dad, and my friends Odetta and Jack, and Laserbeam, and Mike, and Armando, and Jeremy, and everyone, please.
Hurry home.
Hurry home.
Pleasure, Jack. You guys are terrific.
I have to say, also,
that was a really great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, my name's Trice, aka Trice Cat, and you're listening to Gunwash.